The fall.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
This is the breaking news here on CNN. A House panel to make formal steps on impeachment probe starting next week. Manu said to look for that to happen on Wednesday. The House Judiciary Committee is prepared to vote next week on a resolution laying out the procedures for its investigation now that is actively considering moving to impeach President Donald Trump, a major step towards formalizing its sweeping probe. That's according to multiple sources familiar with the effort.
Oh!
So Wednesday, they're back, everybody. They're back. Summer's over. Woo-hoo. Oh, it's over for Congress. It's still, you know, about 103 here. How you doing out there, Arizona? How you doing out there? Yeah, it's still hot. But Congress is back in session, and it's going to be a very, very busy week. Wednesday, we were told this over the weekend. I tweeted it out just briefly. Collecting the details now and prior to today, I was collecting and found out that there will be a procedural vote, a rules and procedural vote on Wednesday in the House of Representatives, or HOR, or HOR, on Wednesday to actually look at how to proceed on impeachment and whether or not to call witnesses like Stormy Daniels, whether or not to call witnesses who had pardons dangled in front of them to implement the lawless immigration particulars, right? You go do this and I'll pardon you if you get caught breaking the law, that kind of thing. And also to call witnesses on the emoluments clause. So you've got a breadth of things now. I mean, look, the whole administration, as we know, as we have seen, as we go on and on every day documenting more and more lawless behavior from his abuse of power, from his profiting off the presidency, from his lawless administration. I mean, yesterday or the day before, over the weekend, it's in the homework section, Jared Kushner decided to make his coffee boy, I'm not kidding, his administrative assistant who gets him coffee, our special envoy to the Middle East. Do you know what I'm saying? Like the whole thing about giving out, clearances. Well, that's not illegal, so they can't even look at that. But the abuse of power, the unwillingness to, tell the truth on anything, the immigration policies that if you do it and you get caught doing it and you get caught breaking the law, I will pardon you. Now, so Wednesday, they're going to vote on the rules and the procedures going forward. And I expect that it will be rules about which witnesses to call, rules about, and the thing about who can be called is still some of it. This is why they're expanding on the obstruction inquiry. This is why they're going to expand on Russian interference in our election, which is going on right freaking now. There's another story today that is shockingly sick, and it goes to impeachment and abuse of power. The story today is about how Donald Trump, after he fired James Comey, you remember that meeting that he had in the Oval Office with Sergey Lavrov and Sergey Kislyak? All Sergeys. They're all Sergeys. Like in North Carolina, everybody is named Dan. I know this because we have a special election tomorrow in North Carolina, and both candidates, Republican and Democrat, are named Dan. So they're all named Dan in North Carolina, and they're all named Sergey in Russia, is all you need to know. That's not true. But I'm just saying, okay? So they got together in the Oval Office without any American in the room. Remember that? And it came out in the newspapers that Donald Trump had told the Russians top secret stuff on Syria, where we're not on the same side in Syria. Russians are in Syria on the side of Bashar al-Assad. We were in Syria supposedly to get ISIS fighters. To get rid of ISIS fighters from Aleppo and Raqqa. So we weren't on the same side. And in the Oval Office meeting with Sergey Kislyak and Sergey Lavrov, apparently Donald Trump had given some secret intelligence to the Russians that he got from Israel. And the intelligence community was like, what? What? And then again, in Hamburg, Germany, at the G20, Donald Trump met privately with Vladimir Putin. And in that G20 meeting, apparently Donald Trump gave further closely held, I mean, like eyes only, like the president's level and, you know, very close to the president's level intelligence to the Russians again, in this time to Vladimir Putin, And so the United States intelligence community made a very tough decision. Apparently, we had an asset, a spy, inside Vladimir Putin's government. Somebody very close to Vladimir Putin was actually a spy for us, giving us valuable intelligence information. And because Donald Trump kept talking to the Russians without any and you remember at the G20 when he met in Hamburg with Vlad, that there was a translator present. And remember Donald Trump ripped up the translator's notes so that there would be no documentation of what they talked about? Remember that? Remember? I know it's hard. But we had to pull that Russian asset that probably took us, I don't know, 20, 30, who the hell knows how long it takes to get an American spy inside the Russian government without detection to gather information on things like, oh, I don't know, Russian interference in our elections. And now, just ahead of the elections, the intelligence community has decided that they needed to pull this guy, exfiltrate him, extract him. That is extraordinary. And CNN got this story, and they have five sources to confirm it. So here it is.
Multiple Trump administration officials with direct knowledge tell me that in a previously undisclosed secret mission in 2017, the U.S. successfully extracted from Russia one of its highest-level covert sources inside the Russian government. Knowledge of the Russian covert source's existence was highly restricted within the U.S. government. Mm. According to one source, there was, quote, no equal alternative inside the Russian government, providing both insight and information on Putin. A person directly involved in the discussion said that the removal of the Russian was driven in part by concerns that President Trump and his administration repeatedly mishandled classified intelligence and could contribute to exposing the covert source as a spy. The decision to carry out the extraction occurred soon after a May 2017 meeting in the Oval Office in which Trump discussed highly classified intelligence with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and then Russian Ambassador to the U.S. Sergei Kislyak. The intelligence concerning ISIS in Syria had been provided by Israel. The disclosure to the Russians by the president, though not about the Russian spy specifically, prompted intelligence officials to renew discussions about the potential risk of exposure, according to the source directly involved in the matter. At the time, then CIA Director Mike Pompeo told other senior Trump administration officials that too much information was coming out regarding the asset.
Oh, for God's sake.
So you know what that means? That means the President of the United States is a traitor. That's what it means. Can we say treason? Only if cyber war is a real war. And I don't know if cyber war is a real war because Congress hasn't declared cyber war a real war, right? And there's no authorization to use military force in AUMF. So I can't say treason because I'm very careful with my words, you know, because words have meaning. But I can say that the intelligence community's fear that this Russian spy would be captured, killed, or exploited, or some other such thing, to the point where they had no other alternative but to pull him out, to extract him or her, I don't know, to extract that spy, to exfiltrate that spy, all because the president shares highly classified information with Vladimir Putin, with Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, and with the equivalent of the Secretary of State in Russia, Sergei Lavrov. And they had to extract this spy? He's a traitor.